Watching TV and driving at the same time is a bad idea.
Left.
Left?
Right.
Right?
No, left! Way to go, Eugene!
Driving and listening to Odyssey, that's a different story.
I can't believe it. I didn't stall.
That's wonderful! Now go get some help!
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Wit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
The gang's all here. And to celebrate, Whit, I would like a caramel and chocolate sundae with licorice swirls, please.
Isn't that what you always have?
You can never celebrate too much, Connie.
Coming right up.
How was your day, Wooten?
Oh, it was slow and busy.
No, you mean it was slow at first and then it got busy?
No, Jason, I mean the mail day was slow, but my mind was going crazy.
Typical day then, huh?
Yeah, sort of. I was thinking about this idea for a brand new comic book. I'm going to call it The Adventures of Drake, the Cosmic Copper.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. It's all about a detective in the future and his little hovering robot police assistant named Woods. He's sort of like a robot version of me, only with an English accent. He's part translator, part recorder, part police dog, part latte maker.
Okay.
And the detective Drake is a handsome, rugged, tough cop. Sort of like you, Jason.
Hoo-hoo, I like it already.
You would.
Yeah, and there's an alien girl named Cindy who's pretty and mysterious. Just like you, Connie.
Oh, thanks. Wait, an alien?
Yeah, the thing is, I'm not sure if I'm ending it right. See, there's this alien threat and a possible army of the undead and a mob boss and
here's your sundae, Wooten.
Oh, thanks a lot, Whit.
Tell you what. Why don't you start at the beginning of your story and tell it to us? Well, maybe we could get an idea for the end that could help.
Oh, you guys wouldn't mind?
No, not at all. This Drake character sounds like an intriguing fellow.
I'd like to know more about this pretty alien.
Okay, episode one of The Adventures of Drake, the Cosmic Copper. Enter the Outlanders! Our story begins on a typical day near a typical hillside, just outside a typical city of an atypical planet, about 100,000 years in the future.
Woot, record.
Right, sir. Oh, and since we're just hanging about and not leaping into action at this point, can I fix you a latte?
No thanks, just record. Space date 1005943. Log Drake. Badge 1131. I've been observing what headquarters is pinpointed as a massive alien compound.
I'm simply saying that if I'd known that the plan was for me to hover silently by while you made a few notes and stared at people entering a building all day, I could have at least run a diagnostic program or something.
Not now.
Here I was, thinking we'd be kicking down doors and blasting fiendish aliens, but as it turns
out... Woods, I'm trying to...
Oh, don't mind me, sir. I run on a thermal reactor, so there's plenty of power to waste hovering about.
Recorder off.
Thank goodness we're done with that. Now, is it door-kicking time, or shall I arrange you a picnic lunch?
You know, you're my assistant in this investigation, not the other way around.
Oh, of course, sir. Ready to assist?
Good.
We might want to have our story straight, though, sir, in case the commander asks. Not that she would, mind you, but I wouldn't want her thinking that either one of us were going to, as they say, chicken out.
I'm not chickening out. I'm observing. This mission feels different than the others. I'm concerned that there might be innocence involved.
Ah, that's our story and we're sticking to it. Yes, sir. Although, let me play back a snippet from our last mission, shall I?
Take this, alien scum!
Yes, those Arcanium crabmen seemed innocent, too. That is until they devoured the eastern seaboard.
Patience, Woots. This is a stakeout. Once we fully understand their devious plan, we'll deal with them accordingly.
Oh, whatever you say, sir. I was merely afraid you had lost your nerve, is all. The Arcanians were a messy lot.
I have just as much edge as ever. Remember that.
Oh, of course, of course. No need to get into dinner. You know I'm certain the commander will see it your way as well.
Fine, I'll go down and check it out.
Indeed, sir. Very good. A man can only reconnoiter so long, can't he? Neutron grenades at the ready. Will you want your plasma rifle, or will the solar flare pomade do?
Neither. I'm simply going to ask them some questions. Now go to invisible mode.
Invisible mode on. But wouldn't it be wiser to show these fiends that you have backup? The reports say they're the worst of the worst. They've been recruiting our citizens by the score. Sir, I highly recommend...
I'm going in undercover.
Well then, how about I translate everything they say? That alien off-planet lingo can be confusing.
Right. Let's check your link to my neurosystem to make sure it's up to snuff.
Testing 1, 2.
Good. Loud and clear. All right. Let's do this.
Very good, sir. I shall watch them carefully. If something seems not quite right, I shall alert you. Word, word, word!
No, no alarms.
Oh, not even little one? Word, word, word.
Just observe and translate. Now let's go.
Hi, can I help you?
Oh, hey there. I'm Drake. Where is everyone?
They're already in the meeting, Drake. I don't remember seeing you before.
Oh, I'm new. A neighbor of mine said I should stop in. He's a fresh, recruit? Is that the right word? Oh, he was pretty excited about what your group is doing, and I thought I'd come by and just see what it was all about. So what is it all about?
Well, let me put it this way. We're... What's wrong?
Sorry, my translator just went crazy there for a second. I couldn't understand a word you said.
You should steer clear of those translator brain chips. They're not reliable. Sort of like those personal robots you see some people with. They're creepy, don't you think? What was that?
Oh, nothing. I have a deviated septum in my nose. Who knows what noise will come out next? It's a great party trick, isn't it?
Oh.
Sometimes it's really annoying, though, and other times it keeps quiet like it's supposed to. So if you don't use translators, how do you communicate with people on this planet?
We've been studying native languages. Can I try talking in yours? I've been practicing.
Sure. Translator off.
We wish make you peoples like us.
Make us like you?
Overlord, rule you. Give you new insights. You die.
Maybe we'd better go back to the translator. Translator on.
I wasn't doing too well, was I?
Oh, no, the message was coming through.
Look, there's a special, ceremony going on in the meeting hall, and I have to go back to my duties. I can send one of our leaders over afterwards if you have any more questions.
Oh, great, thanks.
There's also a training group scheduled for tonight if you want to come. I'm teaching. We all have to be prepared for the task ahead.
Oh, a training group, huh? Well, I'll think about that.
And welcome to our home. We call it the Way of the Collective.
Thank you. And what was that? Woots, you know better than to raise an alarm in my ear when I ordered you to stay quiet. Do you want to get me killed?
The alarm was a slight malfunction. It won't happen again. Though her robot prejudice was alarming, if I must be the one to say it. Someone should have defended the honor.
That's enough.
Very well. Perhaps we ought to simply nuke the place before the leaders arrive and you're discovered. If they're training for the task ahead, they likely have weapons stockpiled hereabouts.
No nuking yet. I want to take a peek in on that special ceremony Cindy went back to, through those doors.
If you wish, sir.
Ready? I don't want to keep this door open for long, so record whatever's going on.
Recording?
Here goes. What in the world?
Sir, I have never recorded anything like this. In fact, there is nothing like it in our entire database.
I've seen enough. End recording.
They were pulling bodies out of some kind of chemical vat, and they were moving.
This is bigger than anyone expected. Unstopped, these people could take over the world.
Mr. Drake, I am at something of a loss for words about what we captured in that recording this morning.
I know.
Upon reflection, I believe they are raising an army of the undead. Are you sure we need further reconnaissance?
I don't want just one cell of their group, Woots. I want the head of the snake. Maybe this training meeting can tell us where to find that overlord Cindy mentioned. Scan the building for heat signatures and tell me which room they're in.
Top floor. back corner. You're not intending to go back in there again.
No, I'm not. Anti-grav boots on, three-quarters.
You're climbing the outside wall?
Yes, we'll use the darkness as cover. You can drill a viewing portal.
Yes, I suppose I could, but wouldn't a window be easier?
Yes, Woots, but then they could see us too, right?
Right.
All right, test your drill.
Happy to, sir.
Hold it. Stop that racket!
Yes?
What, are you trying to give us away? I thought you were equipped with a laser drill.
Well, of course I am. The drill sound is for safety's sake. Don't want any fingers getting pinched.
Well, drill silently.
Go invisible. No talking. Drill silently. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you didn't want me around at all.
All right. This should be the place. Drill there. Silently.
Yes, of course. All drilled and pin camera inserted. It looks like a class full of all ages, but mostly children, I think.
What is it?
I just happened to look down. I do not recommend it, sir. We are very high.
Woots, you can fly, remember?
Oh, yes, I can. Sorry.
All right, give me a holographic visual and translate everything being said.
I live to serve.
And so it's not easy. There are powerful, deadly forces set against our every move. We're in a war. It'll be hard. You know he said it would be painful.
She must be speaking about the Overlord.
Yeah, so I'm certain the Commander will be very excited to hear about this. In my last communique to her, the Commander said it was vital.
Hold it. Sound off. You've been communicating to the Commander without my approval, haven't you?
Required updates, sir. I know how she frightens you.
She doesn't frighten me.
She frightens me, and I'm a robot. She can really push my buttons, sir. Those piercing eyes, the way she grimaces and grits her teeth. That voice, oh, I was only trying to spare you.
Fine. Just make sure I see all the files from now on. All right, turn the sound back on.
As you wish.
It's a matter of sacrifice. It's as simple as that. But every time we give, we...
That translator's acting up again.
Did you hear what she just said? They are going to have a sacrifice. Oh my goodness, it keeps getting worse and worse.
Can't be frightening.
Quiet.
But there are many things far, far worse. For those who have never done this before, be strong. He will lead us. Group up in your cells. Your squadron leader will hand out your assignments. There's food on the table. Help yourselves.
Well, it looks like they're going to eat. Oh, I'm hoping it's not anything still breathing. What's next, sir?
They're preparing for an assault of some kind, and the Overlord will be with them. So, we'll be following along. Cindy and her team just went into that building. This might be the moment we've been waiting for.
Oh, I do hope so. This has been the dreariest of stakeouts. We have been following these aliens all evening, and so far the worst thing they've done is loiter. No shooting or subversive attacks at all.
That is a good thing, you know.
Yes, but perhaps we should be proactive and just take them out before they hurt anybody.
Patience, Woots. I'm waiting for them to leave. Once they do, we'll slip inside and get to the bottom of this.
And how do you expect to do that, sir?
Don't you recognize this building? This happens to be the new headquarters for Boss Flanagan, the most notorious gang leader on the east side.
Yes, not to mention the west, north, and south sides, and a little bit of the section in the middle.
It appears the boss is conspiring with this alien faction. Wait, they're leaving. Let's you and I have a little visit with the boss.
After you, sir.
Well, long time no see you. Behind bars, boss.
Drake! How'd you get in here?
Let's just say your guys are taking a break. Woots, guard the door.
Why? Is it in danger?
So, you're busting up my guys again, huh, Drake?
No, they really are on a break.
Man, those union rules are killing me.
Spill it, Flanagan. How do you tie into all this?
All of what?
This plot with the aliens. This fiendish scheme has your fingerprints all over it. What is it, political subversion? Drugs? We've been tailing them all over your district.
They've been handing out suspicious bundles.
That's right. They've been meeting up with all types, and your boys haven't lifted a finger to stop them. Then I saw that alien girl Cindy in here visiting with you, and the pieces all started coming together. This is a Boss Flanagan-led plot. So spill it. What's up?
Nothing. There's nothing up. She's a good kid.
Look at me, Flanagan. If you don't spell out the master plan and quick, I'm sure I can come up with a code violation or two and have some troopers combing through this dump in a heartbeat.
Ah, you want to know their master plan? Here, it's all in this.
What's that?
It's a book. You never seen a book?
Actually, no. Let me see it. What is this?
Those would be words. Seriously, you never learned to read? I mean, I could suggest a good night class.
Sir?
No, I can read. I just can't quite see.
Mr. Drake, this is important. An urgent communique from the commander. I've been sending her a video link and she wants...
Wait, you've been what?
Your orders are specific, Mr. Drake. Return to headquarters immediately and bring that book.
I still can't believe you were broadcasting a video link to the commander this whole time.
It is rather spooky thinking of those glowing eyes watching our every move.
No, I'm talking about the fact that you're my partner, Woots. Robot or not, you're supposed to have my back.
Oh, I do, sir, as long as it doesn't contradict the commander's direct orders, and there are quite a few of them.
Oh, like what?
That would contradict a direct order, sir. Well, here we are. The commander said to come in directly. If you want to shield your eyes, I can guide you in.
No, I'm fine. Let's just get this over with. Here we go. You wanted to speak with me? Commander?
Oh, hi, Drake, you goofy guy, you. I don't know why you don't come and visit me more often. Well, this calls for a celebration. Let me order us some tea. Joni, are you out there?
Shipping.
I can never figure this intercom thingy out. Let's see. Joni?
Booking.
Hello?
Movie hotline.
Yoo-hoo.
Chop suey Louie.
Oh, this is so frustrating.
Sir, ma'am, commander, if you don't mind, I'd like to get right back in the field as soon as possible. Things are coming to a head.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. You brought that little bookie for me?
Yes, here it is.
Oh, you didn't read it, did you?
Well, I couldn't. For some reason,
thank goodness. Okay, then, off with you. Shoo! Go back there and do your duty.
My duty? Which is...
Why, destroying that chemical thingy in the video your robot friend sent me, of course. You know, where they're raising an army of the undead.
Well, we don't actually know that that's what they're doing. We haven't seen an army yet. Commander... There's something that doesn't feel quite right here.
We know that Boss Flanagan is in charge of it all.
Well, it looks that way, yes. However...
I say it's time to take care of all of those alien people.
Take care of them? You don't mean...
Of course I do. Wipe them off the face of the planet!
I noticed you haven't pulled your weapons yet, sir, or called in an airstrike. May I ask what your plans are?
Simple. The aliens are in that meeting hall, and I'm going in there.
What? Stop!
What?
The commander's orders were specific.
I know what they were. And commander, since I'm sure you're watching...
Sorry.
I'm gonna fulfill my orders to the letter, but there's something I must do first. Translator on.
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody freeze!
Mr. Drake?
That's Detective Drake, actually. I'm with the Cosmic Police Force, and I want to know exactly what's going on in here, and I want to know right now.
Drake, wait!
Flanagan, I knew you were in on this.
You can't be here. These people are only serving... Ow, ow, ow. Take me in if you want, but leave these... alone!
I'm in here for the whole lot of you.
Detective...
Woots! What is going on?
Oh, I'm afraid it's my doing, sir. These people can be very persuasive. You are not to hear any of their propaganda. That's why I also obscured your vision when you tried to read their book. It's for your own protection.
Wait a minute. You've been obscuring it? Is this an order from the commander?
Sir, do I look like a puppet for the command? Yes, ma'am! She wants to talk to you.
Is this the right button?
Oh, Commander, I was just about to explain that there are certain words and phrases that you thought dangerous.
Can they hear me?
I think what she's saying is that you must turn back and reconsider your position, Mr. Drake.
Drake? Joni? What's
Wooks, power down!
What? Now, don't do that!
Now!
Anything but the...
I should have done that a long time ago.
So, what now, Drake?
What are Drake doing?
I'm gonna clean up this whole nasty mess. That's what I'm doing. I've been following you people, watching your movements, and it looks very subversive to me, from Flanagan here to that chemical vat you're pulling people through. But there's something just beneath the surface of this rotten apple that keeps nagging at me, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
We called to this do.
You make no sense, kid. Come on, Flanagan, fess up. What's going on here? And why are you standing here in that silly robe?
Well, I was about to step into that chemical vat, if you must know.
What, are you nuts? I've seen what that thing does to people. You'll die.
In a way, Drake. That's kind of the point.
Flanagan, I pegged you for an odd one from the start, but this makes absolutely no sense.
Drake, that chemical stuff is something called water. We don't use it here on Avion, but on their planet of Earth, it's common and completely harmless.
Water?
Yeah. Going down into the water is part of a ceremony that symbolizes dying to your old life and starting over with a new one.
So you're not their leader?
You thought that I was the master? No, I'm pretty much nothing like him.
But you becoming like him.
That I am, kid. That I am.
Why, this is all so confusing.
The man you want, Drake, is someone who sacrificed everything to give forgiveness and renewal to everybody. He's the reason these people help each other to love and live like he did. He's why they flew all the way to our planet. Why, they even stopped to tell me, the worst of the bunch, the truth. And he's what set me straight. He's a guy named Jesus.
Okay, so I think I'm starting to get it, but where do I find this Jesus?
Ah, now that, Detective Drake, I might just be able to help you with.
And that's it. The first edition of The Adventures of Drake the Cosmic Copper. So what do you guys think? Will the readers get it?
Well, the message is subtle, but it's definitely there.
Yeah, definitely. Wait, what was the message again?
Well, you know that Christians are disciples trying to become more like Jesus, even if we do look very weird to people who don't believe.
In fact, non-Christians may often question our motives, but it's simply because they don't really know us or him. The message of the cross is foolishness to unbelievers, but to us, it's the power of God.
Right. And I liked how you teased Drake wanting to know more about Jesus at the end. It reminded me of that verse. How can they believe if they haven't heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them?
And it showed that we're in a spiritual battle, that we're warring with the cosmic forces of this present darkness.
Wow. That's a lot of message packed into one story.
Oh, you didn't like it, Penny?
No, I loved it. But maybe the commander could show up at the end and throw a party to let everybody know there was no hard feelings. You know, like, I was the mean one. Sorry. Let's party.
I think it'd be better to end with a touch of romance, like Cindy and Drake riding off into the sunset, her swooning into his arms.
Boring. Just end it with a full-blown laser shootout. Now that would be awesome.
Oh, so maybe you'd go something like...
Here's some cake! Extra frosting for you! I thought you were gonna be baptized, Drakey!
I am, right after I rid the planet of these Arcanian crab men who came out of nowhere! Take that, crab face!
Oh, that's the trick I know. Good show, sir.
Oh, my hero.
The Bible says that as Christians, we're aliens and strangers in this world. That God called us out of darkness into his marvelous light so that we can share his amazing greatness to others around us. God tells us to live out our lives honorably for others to see, so that when they do, they'll glorify God on the day he comes to judge. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to Focus on the Family. Drake the Cosmic Copper, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Bob Hoos. was sound designed by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Townsend Coleman, Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Andre Stoika, and Kimmy Robertson. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another adventure in Odyssey.